Zombies. They're hungry for brains. But what if I told you that real-life zombie brains actually exist? In today's Brain Awareness Week special, we're diving into the science of real-life zombie behaviors. From mind-controlling parasites to brain disorders that make people lose control. Get ready for some spooky neuroscience. Did you know that some people walk, talk, and even drive while asleep? Sleepwalking happens when the brain's movement system wakes up, but the thinking part stays asleep. Some extreme cases have even led to sleep crimes, people committing actions they have no memory of. A man once got up in the middle of the night, drove 20 miles, and had a conversation, all while completely asleep. Imagine your own hand moving against your will, grabbing things, hitting you, or even choking you. This happens when the left and right hemispheres of the brain don't communicate properly, often due to strokes or brain surgery. People with this syndrome often describe their hand as if it had a mind of its own. Rabies is one of the scariest brain infections. It makes animals and humans aggressive, restless, unable to swallow. It spreads through bites, just like in zombie movies. If untreated, it destroys the brain, making its victims lash out before shutting down completely. Now here's a weird fact. In the 1800s, people thought rabies outbreaks were actual zombie attacks. Okay, so what if I told you there's a real parasite that takes over its host's brain and forces it to obey? It sounds like sci-fi, but it actually exists. Toxoplasma gondii, the mind-controlling parasite. This tiny parasite infects the brain of mice and makes them lose their fear of cats, which means they walk straight into danger. Scientists think it also may influence humans and change behavior subtly. Some studies suggest it could make people take more risks, become more impulsive, or even hallucinate. There's a real fungus called Ophiocordyceps that takes over an ant's brain. It forces the ant to climb up high, where the fungus can release its spores and infect others. This sounds straight out of a horror movie, but it's 100% real. So, after all this, the big question is, could a real-life zombie outbreak happen? Let's break it down. What would it take? For a true zombie-like disease to spread, we would need a virus or parasite that takes over brain function, a way for it to spread quickly, like bites or airborne infection, a change in brain chemistry that makes people aggressive and mindless. In The Last of Us, zombies are controlled by fungus similar to Ophidoceps. In World War Z, the infection spreads like rabies, but much faster. Could science create something like this? Some experts think that it could mutate rabies virus mixed with a mind-controlling parasite could, theoretically, create a zombie-like condition, though it's extremely unlikely. So, while real-life zombies might not be chasing us anytime soon, the science behind zombie brains is both fascinating and terrifying. Sleepwalking, rabies, parasites, and brain disorders all show us just how much our brains control who we are, and what happens when that is out of control. Now, this is a little question for you. If you had to survive a real zombie outbreak, what's the first thing you'd do? Let me know in the comments. That's it for today's Brain Awareness Week special on Brain Explorers. If you loved this episode, subscribe, share, and keep your brain safe. You never know when a rogue parasite might try to take you over. See you next time!